वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of March, 1969, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtyam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sang Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadansikam Bandiham Sri Guru Sri Ritampadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Shakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sādvaitaṁ śāvadhūtaṁ parijana sahitaṁ śna chaitanya devaṁ Sri Radhā Krishna pādāṁ śāgana lalitāṁ Sri Visākhaṁ nitāṁśca Namāṁ Viṣṇu pādāya Krishna prasthāya bhūtale Sri Mate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Te Nomini Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Svasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaitam Sirutopangamamo Mandan Mathir Gati Masarva Shapadam Bhojo Radhamadana Mohanu Dibhyadavindyaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimadratagara Shingasanasthau Sisi Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prashthali Bhishebhumanu Smarami Śrīmānarāsada-sārambhīvaṁśī-vata-tata-sthitāṁ karśana-vena-sanai-gopi-gopi-nātasya-sthināṁ Ekṛṣṇa-karunāsandh-dīna-vandha-jagat-pati Gopi-su-gopi-kā-kānta-nādhā-kānta-namastati Tapta-kāñcana-gaurāṅgīrādhī-vindhāmane-śari Mrikabhānu sute devī pranamāmi haripriye. Very nicely decorated. Yes. Buddhi yogaṁ dadāmi tam. This is the result of sincere devotion. Just like when you give me massaging, I say, I do like this. Similarly, when one is engaged in Krishna's service, from within he dictates, do like this. Do like this. So, our business is how Krishna will accept our service. This verse we have already discussed, that Naivātmana prabhurayam nija lābha pūrna. He does not require anyone's service because he is complete. There is no want. Unless he is perfect, how he can be the supreme? The perfect means we have got so many wants because we are imperfect. Especially in this material condition, we have got so many demands, wants, because we are living in an atmosphere which is imperfect. But Krishna is perfect, purna. Purna Brahma. Purna Brahma, another name of the Absolute Truth is Purna Brahma. Brahma means the greatest, the great, the greatest. And Purna, Purna means complete, greatest. Now, in our idea, because we are very teeny, we can see this Pacific Ocean before us, the greatest. But even in comparison to the universe, it is not even a drop of water. In comparison to the universe, there are millions and trillions of Pacific Oceans floating in the sky. So what is this Pacific Ocean in comparison to the universe? Though it is not greatest, but to our idea, we are thinking it is the greatest. This is called relative truth. This is scientifically truth. Professor Einstein's theory, relativity. We think something very great or greatest according to our capacity of understanding. We are very teeny, so we think that this Pacific Ocean is the greatest. The frog philosopher, everyone is thinking that his understanding is the greatest. He has no idea that how greatest God is. We say God is great, but we do not know how great He is. This Pacific Ocean is an insignificant drop of water within this universe, this material universe. And this universe is also, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that this universe is just like a small mustard seed in the bag of a mustard seed. If you take one bag of mustard seeds, you cannot count how many there are. Is it possible? If you take a bag of grains, is it possible to count how many grains are there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has compared this universe, one of his devotees, Vasudev Datta, that is the attitude of devotee. He requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you have kindly come to deliver the fallen souls. Please fulfill your mission. Take away all the souls, conditioned souls of the universe. Don't leave them, not a single. Please take. And if you think that they are not eligible, or some of them are not eligible, then please transfer their sinful reaction upon me. I shall go on suffering, but you take away all of them." You see the attitude of a devotee. You take them on. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Vasudev, do you think that if I take away all the conditioned souls of the universe, the whole universe, if I take, do you think that it is finished, the business is finished? This universe is nothing but just like a mustard seed in a bag of mustard seed. So even if I take all the conditioned souls of this universe, there are so many universes, other. What about that?" This is discussed. So our idea of greatest is very imperfect. We do not know how great is God. We simply say that God is there and speculate like the frog philosopher, "He may be 1 inch greater than me, or like 10 inches greater than me, or 10 feet greater than me, 10 miles greater than me," like that. Similarly, if God is so great, then what service we can offer Him? This statement is very nice. Prahlad Maharaj says that my Lord Krishna is nijalabhapurna. If he is so great, suppose if you go to see a friend who is multi-millionaires, like if you offer him, suppose, 3 apples or 4 bananas or something like, so what is that in comparison to his wealth? That is nothing. But he is pleased still. Oh, you are my friend. You have brought some fruits. That's nice. So, Krishna, when we offer our service, he is very kind to accept. He says that patram pus, the only thing is devotion. That he accepts. Bhavagrahi janardana. What is your feeling? How you are feeling for Krishna? Therefore, in the noontime I was saying that you should feel, oh, Krishna is seated down. Oh no, he should not be. He cannot sit for a long time. He must be finished. That feeling, bhavagrahi janardana. Krishna accepts our feeling. Just like this little child, if she comes before me with some little fruit like this, there is nothing for me. But the feeling is nice. Oh, you have brought this. Nice. Very good. So bhavagrahi janardana. Janardana, Krishna, he accepts the feeling. So we have to purify our feelings. That is Krishna consciousness. How I can serve? And if we purify, purify means purification will be done by him. We cannot purify. Purification will be done by him. Simply, we have to become purified feelings. That I must serve Krishna. Very nicely. Then he will give facilities, he will give you intelligence, he will give you everything. Because he is the source of everything. Janmadasajata. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Sarvasya chahang ridhi sannivishtyam. In the 15th chapter, 15th verse, you will see, Krishna says that I am sitting in everyone's heart. Sarvast, not only human being, all living entities. Not only living entities, even in atom, within the atom he is present there. Sarvast. Sarvast means everything. The super soul. Sarvast sacha aham Krishna. Krishna says, I. Riddhi, in the heart. When it is called Riddhi, that means living entity. Without living entity there cannot be any heart. Without this body, no, there cannot be any heart. In the stone, there is no heart. Dead body, the heart is dead. So, sarvasacha ahang hridi. Hridi means in the heart. Sannivishta. I am situated. I am sitting there. And matta smriti jnana apuhanacha. Because he is sitting there, therefore all kinds of remembrance, smriti, knowledge and forgetfulness, these things are functions of the mind. You remember something, you gather some knowledge and sometimes you forget. Let me think, oh yes, I forgot, yes. That's the function of the mind. So, that forgetfulness is also due to Krishna, because he is sitting there, he is guiding. If you want to forget Krishna, he will give you so opportunity, a maya, that he will never remember Krishna. He will forget for good, and that is his kindness. You want to forget me, all right. I give you so much facility, they will never be able to remember. Therefore, the staunch atheist, the however you argue with him, however you debate him, matinna krishnai parato sakova, they cannot, they will not. Because Krishna is arranging within, they forget. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. So this is going on. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. So, for the non-devotees, he is giving facilities to forget. And for the devotees, who are sincerely seeking Krishna's favor, Krishna's service, he is giving memorization. Yes, we do like this. Why he does this so? That is also explained. Jijathāvāṁ prapaddhanta, as you want me. If you want me to forget, I give you facility to forget. And if you want me to serve, I give you facility to serve. That is neutrality. That is God. The rascal says, why God has met one devotee and another non-devotee? No, not God has met. You wanted to become non-devotee, he has met. God, you become rascal number one non-devotee. And if you want to be devotee, all right, then you make a first class devotee. That is God. Whatever you want, you get facility. So this is very nice. Simply, if we have actually understood our relationship with Krishna, and if we try to serve him sincerely, then Krishna will give you all facilities. He'll give intelligence. Now today's this decoration is so nice that, of course, such kind of decoration is made in India. But if some devotee comes from India, he'll see all these things. Now they are done. How? It is possible, because Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is not for the Indians or for the Americans. He is for everyone. Anyone who desires to serve him, he will give him this. This is the philosophy. We have to become seer. Krishna, give me intelligence so that I can serve you very nicely. Krishna will give intelligence. Krishna, give me facility so that I can forget. All right. He will get forget. That is also stated in the 16th. Tanahanga disata krura chimapi ajasa andhajonish. Those who are envious, asuric, demons, I put them in such abominable life that they will never be able to understand. That is the greatest punishment for a living being if he forgets God, Krishna, in any condition of life, that is the greatest punishment. They are thinking that we are very happy without this nonsense, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. They are most condemned. Most condemned. I think Lord Jesus Christ has said like this, if anyone gains the whole world and forgets God and Self, what does he gain? Well, in Bhagavata also, it is said, parābhavasthāvat abodhajāta. Everyone is born fool, just like this child. The child, everyone knows that the child is fool. Everyone knows. So he, the child, comes some mistakes, done some wrong thing, nobody takes care of him. This child is a fool. Or animal. If the cat comes and immediately gods up on the throne, sit down. So we take, it is our fault that we allow the cat. Whether we don't take the cat as offender. Because it is fool, anyone. But if you go and sit down there, then everyone will go, oh, you are so rascal that you are going to sit down there. So a human being is so responsible. If he remains fool, then he loses his the chance of life. He should not remain. Why these books are here? This Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra, so many nice books there are. Why? Just to make us advance in knowledge. So we should not try to remain in foolish condition. And if we try to become elevated, Krishna will give us facilities. He is so Brahma. Prahlad Mahārāja says, we have already discussed about this, that it doesn't require any qualification to pacify, to please, to satisfy the Lord. You don't require any pre-qualification. Or you have to pass your examination in the university, or you have to become a rich man like Rockefeller or Ford. Or you have to become this or that, no condition. Ahoituki, apratiyata. If you want to love Krishna, there is no check. There is no check. The road is open. Simply you have to become sincere, that's all. Then Krishna will clear you. And if there is no sincerity, then Krishna's maya is there. He'll always put some stumbling block. Not this. Prahlad Mahārāja decided that although I am a child, I have no education, I have no studies of the Vedas, and born of atheistic father, low born, so all bad qualifications. So God is worshipped by highest intellectual persons offering Vedic hymns and Brahmins, highly cultured. So I have no such qualification. But still, all these demigods were so highly elevated in their position, they have requested me. That means God can be pacified even by me. Otherwise, how they recommend me? So whatever qualification I have got, whatever intelligence I have got, I may offer Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is like this, that whatever qualification you have got, that is sufficient. You begin with that qualification. You try to serve Krishna with your qualification. Because real qualification, your feeling of service, that is real qualification. So you develop that feeling, not your external qualification, beauty, wealth, knowledge, this, that. No, these things are no value. They are valuable if they are employed in Krishna's service. If you are a very rich man, if you employ your wealth in Krishna's service, it is all right. But there is no need that you have to become very wealthy, then you can serve Krishna. So, Prahlad Mahārāja says, Nicho ajaya guna visakka anupravishta huyeta jena puman anuvannitena. Now one may question that Prahlad is born of impure father. This is argument. Prahlad is not impure, but it is an argument said. Born of low father, low family, and one so many things they may say. But Prahlad Maharaj says that if I begin simply glorify the Lord, then I shall be purified. If I chant the purification, this Hare Krishna mantra is the process of purification, not that I'll have to purify otherwise and then take to Hare Krishna mantra. No. You begin chanting, then it is purified. You will be purified. Begin chanting in whatever condition you are. That doesn't matter. Actually, I began my this Krishna consciousness movement, and not that they came in a very purified condition. Everyone of you know that those who came to me, they have been trained from childhood according to Indian standard. They do not know even the hygienic principle. What is the question of purification? Is it? In India, the system is from childhood. A child is trained to take bath, to wash teeth in the morning. Yes. And I remember when my second son was about 4 years old, so before breakfast, I used to ask him, show me your teeth. So he will say, yes, all right, you have washed your teeth, that's all. Then you are allowed to take breakfast. Yes. So these training there are. But here in this country, the training, of course, there are somewhere, but not very strictly. So that doesn't matter. Chant Hare Krishna, begin Hare Krishna. Then everything will come. So Prahlad Maharaj says that Nicho Jaya Guna Visakka Anupravishta. Guna, these three qualities, Tasmad Bhagavan Bhakti Tasmadang Nicho Vibhigata Gatasankarsan Mahimanam Sajatnena Samani Sanisara Anubanayami Ajanato Vistutikarane Hetu Maha. Although I do not know, because the demigods have requested Prahlad Maharaj that you try to pacify Lord Narasingha Dev. So, when you go to Krishna or any other form of Krishna, God, we offer prayers, but I do not know how to make prayer. I do not know how to write. I do not know how to glorify. The Prahlad Maharaj says that Ajanati Sutikarana Jenaiva Mahimna Anubannitana Avidya Sangsara Anupravishta Puman Shuddhit Tathahi Tana Mahi Annasa Tatha Sudakasya Avavaditata. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that if you begin this chanting, then automatically you will be purified and you will be able to offer prayers in purification. That system will automatically help you. So there is no question that you shall hesitate. There is no question of hesitation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended Harir Nama Iva Kevala. Kalu Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gatirannatha. Kalu in this age, you cannot find a man perfectly purified or this, anyway. That is not possible. Therefore, you chant Hare Krishna. And that will help you. The process of purification. Therefore, this is the only system at the present moment that one can be purified completely, simply by chant. Completely. Complete purification means to be situated in pure spiritual life. That is complete purification. Jasmaret Pundari Kakham. Sa bhajya bandaram suchi. Suchi means purified. The Brahmin, not this caste Brahmin, but actually those are Brahmin, qualified Brahmin, they are called suchi. Purified. So this purification, how it is done? Now, just madet, one who remembers Pundarikakam, Krishna, always, sa bahya, when externally, and abhantaram, internally. Suchi, purified. So if you chant Hare Krishna, always either loudly or silently or within yourself, mind, if you chant, then there is no question of impurification. It is, you remain always in what is called antiseptic stage or prophylactic stage. Purification is there simply by remembering Krishna. Just smaraye pandarikakam sa bhayam bhantaram such. There is another verse. The purport of that verse is that simply by pronouncing this transcendental vibration, one becomes so purified that immediately he becomes eligible to operate sacrificial ritualistic ceremony. Now, sacrificial ritualistic ceremonies in the Vedas, priestly, that is, that work is allotted to the Brahmin class. Now, Jiva Goswami has discussed this verse in this way, that even a chandal, a person born in the family of the dog eaters, if he chants the holy name of the Lord, he becomes so purified that immediately he becomes eligible to operate sacrificial ritualistic ceremony. So, Jiva Goswami has commented in this connection that a boy, a child born in the Brahmin family, in order to accept him as real Brahmin, he is born in a pure family, that's all right. But there are other ceremonies, reformatory ceremonies, and this third ceremony is also one of the ceremonies. So even taking birth in the Brahmin family, he has to undergo the ceremonies to come to the stage of a pure Brahmin. But here, chanting of holy name is so powerful that he does not require even dependence on those ceremonies. Immediately he becomes. Unless a person, a boy is born in a Brahmin family, but unless he is educated, unless he is purified, he cannot be allowed to perform the sacrificial rites. That means he is dependent on these other processes. So, but here a devotee who is chanting without any offense, he becomes immediately purified without depending on the other purificatory process. These things are discussed. Now, Prahlad Maharaj begins his prayer according to his capacity. So he first of all begins, Brahmadaya Bhayam Iva Isha Nacha Udvijanta. He says, my dear Lord, here all the demigods headed by Brahma, they are very nice people. They are not disturbing elements like us, because I am born of the demon family. The demons are always disturbing. Their business is to nullify the existence of God. Therefore, they are always disturbing. If there is a certain class of citizens, if they are simply after agitation that this government is useless, that means they are disturbing. There are so many parties, they make agitation. This government is nothing, we require a new government. Therefore, in your country, the communist movement has been state-wise declared it is illegal. But in other countries, the communist group is always decrying, this government is nonsense, this government is nonsense. As the communist party is always disturbing to the government, similarly, these demons, the atheist class of men, they are always disturbing God. How they can gain the benediction from God? They simply disturb. And there are different kinds of demons, different class of demons. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Duskritina. Duskritina means, kriti means very intelligent. And what is that word? If a man does something wonderful, genius, genius, yes. So, genius, duskritina, wrong genius. That means the materialistic person, scientist, they're genius. They have discovered very wonderful machine, wonderful things, they're genius. But duskritina, not for the welfare of the human society, but for condemning the human society. Just like the same example, as I have given several times, that the person who has discovered this nuclear weapon, atomic bomb, he is certainly genius. He has got nice brain. That's simply egg-like bomb if you throw. Immediately the whole island of Hawaii will be finished. Just like you drop your atomic bomb on the other side, Japan, Hiroshima. They attacked your Pearl Harbor and the retaliation was atom bomb on Hiroshima. So, these are politics. So this invention of atomic bomb, certainly it requires good brain. But Bhagavad Gita says that this genius or this brain, intelligence, has been used, has been wrongly used. So the materialist class of man are undoubtedly very, very intelligent. But their intelligence is being used wrong. Duskritina. Duskritina, mūḍha. Mūḍha. Mūḍha means rascal, ass. So, by their discoveries, by their materialistic activities, atheistic activities, they are simply disturbing. Simply disturbing. That's all. They do not know that. That I am discovering these material things. If we discuss, we can prolong so many things. Just like in India, that when we were children, I saw one advertisement by the Remington typewriter machine company, that this machine has given emancipation to the woman class. Because they have found some job for typewriting. And this way they advertise. But actually, does it mean that because there are so many typewriting machines discovered, the women are emancipated? Rather, they have become dependent. Instead of being dependent at home, they have to go and to become a secretary of a third-class person. And unless he gives job, his life is in precarious condition. Is that emancipation? But it was advertised as emancipation. Similarly, whatever material advancement we are making, in the name of facility, emancipation, we are simply bungling the whole affair, destroying. They do not know that. Life is so simple. Of course, it is not acceptable at the present situation. Therefore, our only remedy is that whatever situation is there, you simply chant, everything will be adjusted. But this atheistic way of life, this materialistic way of life, is always disturbing. That you should know. Disturbing to whom? To the Supreme. But the more they become materially advanced, they will decry, oh, there is no God, I am God. We don't care for God. Why you are clamoring for God? That is, their business is simply to declare. Therefore, there, the Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, we belong to that class because I belong to the demon family. So, but these demigods, they are not like that." This is the first. Brahmadaya bhayamiva isha na cha udbijanta. Just like us, we rascal, the demons, we simply disturb you. They are not like that. Chimaya bhutaya utatma sukhaya chasya vikritang bhagavato nithidhantutari. Sarve yami vidhikaras tabasattva dhamne brahmadaya the vidhikara. Vidhikara means these demigods are in charge of, just like Brahma. Brahma is in charge of the creation. Vishnu, God himself, has taken the charge of maintenance. Eko bahunam vidudhati kaman. I can employ any engineer to construct a nice building for my family. But that engineer cannot take charge of the maintenance of my family. Is it possible? That if I ask any engineer that you have now constructed a very nice house for my family, also you take charge of maintaining. No, sir, I cannot do that immediately. How can I take charge of your family? Now I have created, you have paid me that. So, maintenance cannot be taken by anyone except by God. Therefore, this material world is being operated in three departmental qualities. Satta, Raja, Tama. Satta is maintenance. Satta means goodness. Goodness is maintenance. And Raja means activity. Without activity, there cannot be any creation in this material. If you want to construct something, there must be activity. Raja means activity. And Tama means darkness. So these qualities are working. These qualities are working. Now, in your country, by the Rajagun, you have created so many things, a nice country, very nicely operating. But another side, the confusion is there, the hippies, you see. The future of the hope of the country is very dark. You see? It is spoiled, the whole thing, if the country is not alive to this situation. This is another way of protest. Just like in Europe, there in Russia, there is communist. So this is another way of. These qualities will work because this material world. One side goodness, another side darkness, another side activity. This is going on. So as there are so many departments of activities, all these demigods, they are in charge of director-in-chief. So Brahmadaya, Brahma is in charge of something, Indra is in charge of something, the demigods, they are officers. They have no information. They say it is nature. No nature. They are department. Indra is in charge of this cloud, how cloud is conducted, how rain falls there. He is in charge of what a department like that. Just like moon is in charge of lighting at night. Sun is in charge of lighting daytime. Because it is darkness, the whole world is darkness. So these demigods, similarly Lord Shiva is in charge of destroying tamog. When there will be necessity of destroying this whole thing, because this world is like that, everything that is created, that must be destroyed. Your body is created from the father and mother. Now it is being maintained, the creation and maintenance, and then the time will come, it will be destroyed. So these three departments are there. So for creative department of this material world, Lord Brahma. For maintenance department, Lord Vishnu himself. And for destruction, Lord Shiva. These are the Gunavatars, three trinity. One is creating, one is maintaining. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Brahma Sattva Yami Bilikara Sabo Sattva Dhamne Dhamno. They are all your servants. These demigods, they are appointed servants and they are not disturbing like us. And your incarnation is specially meant for them. Specially meant, because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Chuduski. Actually, he incarnates to protect these, faithful persons who are devoted to Krishna. That is his main business. And killing all these demonic ones. They're just like Hiranyakashipu. His demon and Prahlad is devotee. Lord Nisimha has appeared for two business. For killing Hiranyakashipu and giving protection to Prahlad. So Prahlad Maharaj says that actually your appearance, your incarnation is meant for these devotees, these demigods. Demigod means devotee. There are two classes of men in the world. One class is demigod. Who are demigod? Those who are Vaishnav, they are demigods. Demigod does not mean that something extraordinary. Anyone who is Vaishnav, devotee of the Supreme Lord, he is demigod. That is the statement of Vedic literature. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva. Daiva. Daiva means devata, demigod. Asura-sadviparjaya, and those who are atheistic demons, they are just the opposite. They are never devotee. So there are two classes of men in this world. And sometimes the number or the proportion may be greater this side or the better. In this material world, there is never the proportion of the demigods or Vaishnava is never greater. They are very few. Always. You cannot expect that the whole world, whole population of the world will become Vaishnava. That is not possible. That mostly they are demons, atheistic. So Prahlad Maharaj, first of all, appeals to the Lord that, my dear Lord, Nrisimhadev, your appearance is for their protection. Now you have killed the demon, my father. Now your business is finished. Now you become pacified, satisfied, because you have no other cause for being angry, because Nrisimhadev was groaning in anger. And the demigods were afraid to approach him. So Prahlad Maharaj first appeals to him, my dear Lord, there is no need of any more groaning. You become satisfied because your appearance is for protection of these demigods. They are not disturbing to you. In this way, he begins his prayer. Very nice, simple, a child, although there is no question of Vedanta philosophy. The simple truth. The simple truth, but it is very nice. We shall go on. Yeah. He is a Ami Udbijanta Vibhata Sarve Brahmadaya Sattamurte Stava Vidhikara. Another thing is, now, they are very peaceful by nature. But by your, this fearful appearance, they have become fearful. So, because your incarnation is for them, now you become pacified so that they may also become pacified. Vimmada Sattamurte. Sattamurte. They are, Sattamurte means devotees. All there, devotees. Sattamurte. Sabha vidhikara niyogakarta, and they are your faithful servant. They are your faithful servant, they are demigod, they are not disturbing. In this way, to glorify the devotees of the Lord is more pleasing to Lord. Krishna says, mad bhaktya puja bodhika. If we, just like we say, nandanandana, ai nandanandana. Don't say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say directly, ai Krishna. He says, oh, the son of Nanda. Krishna is very much pleased. Just like Nanda Maharaj, he is supposed to be maintainer of Krishna. So he takes pleasure when his devotee's name is there. Just like we say Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. So Radha's name is first. Why? Then nobody can be better devotee than Radharani. So as soon as Radha's name is there, Krishna is more pleased. So that is the way. So if we glorify the devotees, the character of the devotees before the Lord, he is more pleased than to glorify him directly. So when they are your most obedient servant and they are all devotees. Atma bhakta eva nanne nacha bhayam asura eva bhairabhava. They are not just like enemies. We are your enemies. He is taking always himself. This is another sign of devotee. He is more than the demigod. He is so elevated. But he is personifying himself with the atheistic class because he is born in that room. That is humbleness. That is, he is not actually so. Just like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, because he was born in a Mohammedan family, he would go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transferred himself to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas. So, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, you are going to Jagannath Puri, what will be my fate? You also come there. You live with me. So, Haridas Thakur also went to Jagannath Puri. But because he was born in a Mohammedan family, the priest class, they would make howling how this Mohammedan is entering. They say, he never entered the temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him just an apartment where he was living, just by the side. And every morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to see him. So it does not mean if a humble devotee thinks that I am the lowest, I am untouchable this way, that does not mean he is out of the touch of God. But this humbleness is very good. Just like Prahlad Maharaj always identifies himself that I am the son of atheist father. So these demigods, they are not disturbing elements like us. Bhakta kintu sadhaiva tava ruchiraiva avatara visheshaṁ kriyanam asya viśvasya kimādi prajāna natu bhaspādanāya. Now, due to your fearful attitude, the demigods and others, they have become afraid. But actually, your incarnation is for their maintenance. Therefore, you pacify your anger. Because you have appeared for them. If they have become fearful on account of your appearance, then you should be pacified. Otherwise, they are very much perturbed. Now, Prahlad Maharaj will explain his attitude and whether he was afraid or not. These things will be explained very nicely in our next meeting. Thank you very much. Prahlad Maharaj, and Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, Asuranam Prahladosmi. Amongst the demons, I am Prahlad. His grandson also, he became also a great devotee, Bali Maharaj. The Bhaman there went to Bali Maharaj. He was also a great devotee. And this Bali Maharaj is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. The demonic family. So amongst the demons, many devotees came out. So to become devotee does not depend on particular family, these are. Anyone can become devotee. Now she is feeling freedom, expressing freedom. And don't express, then you will be again put into. No more. Oh. All right. Everyone wants freedom. Yes. Don't touch. Don't touch, please. Any other question? Manghi Patu Bapasita Jibisu Papa Juna. That is declared in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who goes to Krishna, he can attain the highest perfection of life. It does not depend that what family, what heritage, what country, what nation, what color, what education. No. Simply one has to become a willing devotee of Krishna. That's all. Just like the yesterday, they came, they did not come. They are not willing to become devotee. They want to be God by intoxication. You see? This nonsense theory is killing so many persons. The very artificial intoxication, forgetting his present existence, just like sleeping, one forgets, and he becomes a God. This is a very dangerous theory. This is going on. And as soon as one is said that you become God's servant, but he is actually servant of intoxication. That will continue. But as soon as he is requested that he becomes servant of Krishna, this is nonsense. They are old type people. We have invented something new to become servant of sex and intoxication. And if somebody says, yes, it is all right, go on with this, simply meditate for 15 minutes daily and you will actually realize that you are God. This is Asurik. This is Asura.